Massive call overnight, and Britain charges have been laid as a result of the Hillsborough disaster of 1989. It was Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest. Fans flooded into that standing room only area behind the goal. The victims were smashed against anti-riot fences or trampled. 96 people died, including Barry Devonside's son.
I'm absolutely delighted. We've got today everything we could have asked for. The decision by the CPS, in my opinion, were correct and are correct. And we look forward to the due process through the Court of Law.
Chief sports writer for The Times, Martin Ziegler, is with us from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Long time coming. Is it going to stick? What's the thinking?
Well, this is a really, really significant moment, both in sort of British legal and British sporting history, really. It's been, if you look back to 1989, so much has happened since then. And, you know, the charges that have now been brought against these six people, I think for everybody involved in Hillsborough and the campaign and the families, they're just delighted that actually this is going to go to a court of law.
Is there some sort of issue around evidence and the passing of time that's going to make it legally difficult?
I think that certainly doesn't help. But, I mean, there is a huge amount of information which has been kept. There's been public inquiries. There's been a incredibly lengthy and expensive investigation into the inquest which we had last year. I mean, that has sifted through a huge amount of notes, files, computer data, everything possibly imagined, and interviewed just about every possible witness. So I think a lot of that evidence gathering has already been done, actually. So this is just a matter of taking it to the courts and seeing whether any of these charges are going to actually stick.
Was this day always coming, or is there an explanation as to why it's taken so long to get here?
No, isn't it? I mean, for many people, they thought this day would never happen. We're talking, the best part of 30 years ago, and all through the 1990s, we had the inquest, and then what we now has been revealed as basically, I can't get too much into the detail for wanting to in any way sort of
jeopardise the case.
Jeopardise any case or any evidence. But that amongst the charges are that the police officers basically changed evidence, which is misconduct in the public office and perverting the course of justice. So very, very serious allegations.
And so these charges are related to what they said after the event as opposed to what happened at the event, which they would presumably always have argued that they did the best they possibly could given the circumstances.
Well, so the manslaughter charge, which has been brought against David Duckenfield, who was the commander in charge of the football match, he has been charged with the manslaughter of 95 people. That obviously relates to what happened on that day and actions that took place in which he was involved. The other ones, yes, you're absolutely right. They relate to what happened afterwards. And in particular, what happened with the police evidence following the disaster.
Do we have any sense of time frame on this, how long all of this is going to take to unfold?
I think the lengthy thing was probably getting to this place. I now think this will probably be normally, I think you could perhaps, we're talking about next year for the actual court cases to happen. I mean, the defendants are due at the first court appearance on the August the 9th. That's just a magistrate's court. It will then go to the Crown Court. So I think normally we can look to the actual hearings taking place probably early next year.
Martin, appreciate your time. Martin Ziegler of the Times in London. We will stay in touch. From the text, the Hillsborough tragedy, no one seems to have asked the question why there was a need for fences in the grounds in the first place. Well, they did. They had a number of inquiries and commissions as a result of that, and the way they operate and build and stadia function in that part of the world has been dramatically changed as a direct result of the Hillsborough tragedy.